With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep, you know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find SportsGrid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
Folks, what's going on, Grid?
This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Pro Football Rewind.
Welcome inside the studio. This is the show you've heard so much about, the Pro Football Rewind. It's the only place where we go forward in reverse, analyzing the day's events in the National Football League and applying them to all of your fantasy football needs. Hello, everybody. My name is Matt Stryker. Happy to be here. Joining me, as always, is one of the best fantasy analysts in the industry, Mr. Davis Maddock. Davis, we've broken down the 1 o'clock games. I have a list of players that you were able to pull from those games. Let's go now into the 4 o'clock games, and we can dive deep because there weren't many. Let's start with L.A. and your Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, my Arizona Cardinals, they did not come ready to play today. Basically, from the first drive, they were beaten by the Los Angeles Rams. So a huge start-out drive for Jared Goff. Goff was over 300 yards passing in the first half. Massive game for Robert Woods here. Mentioned that in the first hour of the show, but he tied the high for the season in a single game targets with 19, secured 13 of them for 172 yards. Tyler Higbee, 8 targets, 107 yards, and a touchdown. Cooper Kupp, 6 targets, 6 receptions, 65 yards, and a touchdown. Of course, as we've come to expect now, Brandon Cooks just barely involved, just enough for you to remember that he is on the team. Very, very sad to see the change in Brandon Cooks' career. But to me, this was the Rams playing very poorly, playing very well, and the Arizona Cardinals playing very poorly. Of course, on offense, Arizona was almost as bad as they were on defense. Kyler throws the interception. They were not able to get anything going on the ground. 2.4 yards per carry for Kenyon Drake. Things got so bad that David Johnson got back and was involved in the game after two straight weeks of one touch or fewer. Really only Larry Fitzgerald was able to get over 10 PPR points for Arizona. And I think it would be tempting for some people to think of this as a very bright spot for the Los Angeles Rams. I don't really think that it's a huge positive indicator for them. I think the Rams are so good schematically that against bad defenses, you almost expect them to be able to have results like this. You know, Goff had almost 600 yards passing against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and their secondary earlier this year. So it's not like we have never seen this occur before. However, as we know, the Cardinals defense, they like to let people run all over them.
Absolutely, and we will dive a bit deeper into the Rams' fantasy value when we talk about their opponents next week, the Dallas Cowboys. But before we get there, let's talk about Oakland and Kansas City. A lot of money moved on this game for Kansas City for obvious reasons. They did it on both sides of the ball. Talk to me about this Kansas City-Oakland game.
Well, what's crazy is when you see that the Chiefs scored 40, you'd assume, okay, well, Mahomes had a huge game. He didn't. 175 passing yards and a touchdown. So you'd say, oh, okay, well, then definitely that means that one of the running backs had a huge game. Nope. One rushing touchdown for Darwin Thompson, quarterback sneak touchdown for Patrick Mahomes, 5 carries for 10 yards and a touchdown for LeSean McCoy. Darrell Williams left this game injured. He scored the lone receiving touchdown. No Chiefs wide receiver over 90 receiving yards. Travis Kelce had 9 targets, had 90 yards. So this was just about Oakland being bad. Oakland was kind of riding high. Seemed like maybe they were going to be fighting for the playoffs. That is not going to be happening now. They've kind of been exposed as a team with no pass rush. And what they did have going for them was a really strong ground game and a lack of turnovers on offense. That just didn't happen. They turned the ball over on kickoffs. They turned the ball over on special teams. And they actually had a 2-point conversion returned for 2 points for the other side that swung the millionaire maker on DraftKings. A person was in solo first, and then two teams that were chasing behind him were able to overtake him based on that interception return on the 2-point conversion. So overall, really bad performance by the Oakland Raiders. A great performance by the Kansas City Chiefs. Definitely, if you are a Chiefs backer, it makes you feel much better about their chances in the playoffs.
Yep, and I need to correct myself. I got excited and I jumped ahead to week 15. Actually, next week, the Cowboys play the Bears, and we will dive into what happens next week. But there's still another game I want to talk about from the 4 p.m. game. There's a player here for Denver that I have personally been holding on to all season, and he's been consistent, but today he really paid off. I'm talking about this Denver-LA game. I'm talking about Courtland Sutton.
Yeah, Courtland Sutton has been, I think he's one of the stories of the year in terms of fantasy football because he has one of the highest market share of targets, highest market share of receptions, market share of receiving yards of any player in the NFL. If Courtland Sutton was doing this, had similar market shares on a good passing team, like for example, if he was on the New England Patriots or if you swap it, if he was on the Kansas City Chiefs, I mean, look, we're talking about a guy who would be having, 1,500-yard season with 10 or more touchdowns. He plays on the Denver Broncos, a team that runs the ball a lot, a team that doesn't run a ton of plays on offense in general and loves to run the ball when they get close into the end zone. But yeah, Courtland Sutton, he has one of the most stable target volumes in the NFL. In fact, he has the lowest standard deviation in his per-game target numbers of any player in the NFL this season. So definitely Courtland Sutton, Mr. Consistent, and a guy who, if we think that Drew Lock is the answer at quarterback for the Denver Broncos, I think he's going to be drafted very highly in fantasy football next year.
Okay, talk to me a little bit about these Chargers and start to tease me into our next segment, because next week the Chargers play Jacksonville. Are you on any Charger receivers at all? I mean, Phillip Rivers was almost benched in this game. So what are your thoughts about the Bolts moving forward?
I would not play any Chargers wide receiver in daily fantasy. I mean, maybe Mike Williams, if he was like below 4,500 on DraftKings and below 5,500 on FanDuel, then I would be tempted. But Keenan Allen, not interested. Melvin Gordon, not interested. Austin Eckler, not interested. Hunter Henry, not interested. Rivers, he's just been too bad. And there was actually a report this morning before the game started that if Rivers continued to play poorly, he might be benched for Tyrod Taylor, who, if we remember, he's started playoff games. He has led pretty mediocre rosters into the playoffs before. So it definitely would be I think it would be an interesting decision for the Los Angeles Chargers to bench their franchise quarterback for Tyrod Taylor. Of course, they're not going to make the playoffs. They're 4-0. They are completely eliminated. No chance. But they have a talented roster, and it's a shame. And no one has any explanation for how these things happen. You know, the Chargers, they lose all of these games in just miraculous ways. They always are able to find a way to snatch defeat out of the jaws of victory. And, you know, it might just do the organization some good to change directions.
All right. When we come back, we are going to break down some of the sports investments. We're also going to talk to Davis about his ads and his drops. And then we're going to look ahead to next week, and hopefully Davis will be kind enough to help me build a lineup or two that I could use in my DFS. All of this information is designed to help you move forward. These are the crucial weeks. This separates the men from the boys. Those that watch shows like this are currently playing for something. Those that don't are not. You know who you are. So stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, because the Pro Football Rewind is going to give you everything you need, not only to win, but to dominate. That's what Davis Maddock does. He's not just a winner. He's a dominator. He has all of the information that you need. I've got my pen and paper ready. I'm going to start looking at next week's matchups. I'm going to start building tonight. I believe it was Benjamin Franklin that said, failure to prepare, preparing to fail. So you make sure that you prepare to be back here after these words.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the wind down tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Welcome back into the studio. This is the Pro Football Rewind, brought to you by the good people over at SportsGrid. If you want the edge, you get on the grid. Make sure you follow us on YouTube at SportsGrid Network, on Instagram at SportsGrid TV. Hello to everybody watching on Pluto Television, Channel 517. My name is Matt Stryker. Joining me, as always, is Davis Maddock. Now, Davis, talk to me about these 4 o'clock games. Let's look at some of these lines and see what was Vegas trying to tell us. This LA-Arizona game had a total of 46.5, and it had LA laying 3. The game went under. LA covered. What did the line tell you? I mean, Kyler Murray's Q tag may have affected some things, huh?
Yeah, and if you watch the game, Kyler was definitely not quite as comfortable as we expect him to be in the pocket, and he really was not able to run in this game at all. So that played into it a little bit. I don't think that that excuses the effort that the Arizona Cardinals put out on defense, which was really not very good. What the line was telling us, though, was that Vegas and the public, they don't think that the Los Angeles Rams are, they don't think that they're very good. Thinks that they are about 4.5 points better than the Arizona Cardinals, which is, you know, one of the five worst win-loss record teams in the NFL. So the Rams, yes, they were in the Super Bowl last year. Are they Super Bowl contenders this year? I think even after this performance, I don't think that they are.
Well, they needed this game because next week they have Seattle, and I'm curious to see what the numbers will look like for that game. Oakland and Kansas City was the game that everyone was all on top of. A lot of people won on this game. It was a 50.5, 50.5 total. Kansas City laying 10.5. They fell under, but Kansas City went over. And I guess things just went the way they were supposed to go. This was one of those easy money chalk games, no?
Yeah, this is just a scenario where you get a bad team traveling to play against a good team. The bad team falls behind early. When a bad team falls behind early, what you generally are going to see is the reason a bad team is bad is because they're not very explosive on offense, and that forces them to throw the ball a ton, and it forces bad or mediocre quarterbacks to force the issue when the issue doesn't necessarily need to be forced, and that's what happened in this game. Some bad turnovers for the Oakland Raiders, some very good defensive play by the Kansas City Chiefs, rookie safety Juan Thornhill with the interception return for a touchdown, the first of his career. Thought that was pretty cool for him. And you know, the Chiefs, I don't think that the defense is very good. It's definitely good enough to handle the likes of, you know, Derek Carr, Nick Foles, these very average quarterbacks. The Chiefs defense is going to be very good. And actually, you know what it's like? It's kind of like those old Indianapolis Colts teams with Peyton Manning. Their strength was never the defense, but the defense was always built to be playing with a lead, because that's what the Peyton Manning Colts did. They were always able to get the lead. So the Chiefs, they have these really good edge rushers. They have these really fast defensive backs, and they're not particularly skilled. You're definitely going to be able to get yards and points against the Chiefs if you're a good offense. However, like against, as I said, you know, against these bad teams, they're just, the skill difference and the speed difference is just too big for the Raiders to make up.
Well, next week, the Chiefs defense will have to contend with the New England Patriots, and we're going to talk about that matchup in a little bit. But the final game here is this Chargers-Denver game, 37.5. It was the Chargers laying the 3.5. Interesting to me that these numbers were the way they were, because I would just imagine them to all be higher. What did you think?
Yeah, I mean, just in general, kind of the way that we think about lines today, we just always think the lines are going to be high, right? You think about any team and you're like, oh yeah, they can get to 20, they can get to 25, they can score 3 touchdowns if they have to. Like, even bad teams in today's NFL, with the way the rules are, they're just able to score points. Like we saw the Broncos come out today and score 20 points, and they are one of the worst offenses in the NFL. So I completely agree with you. We just are conditioned to think of lines being higher.
All right. We're also conditioned that every time we see you, we get a pen in our hand, we start to salivate, because now it's time to talk about pickups and drops, adds and drops from the 4 o'clock game. Were there any? What can you pull for us?
I mean, the biggest ad for these 4 o'clock games, it's got to be Tyler Higbee of the Los Angeles Rams. Gerald Everett injured. Brandon Cooks not really involved in the offense. The Rams have stopped throwing the ball to their running backs. You know, Henderson not really involved the way that people thought he was going to. Darrell Henderson, that is. People thought that he was going to be used in kind of a Chris Thompson-like role in the New England Patriots or in the Los Angeles Rams offense, and he has not been. So any sort of secondary offensive contributor for the Rams has got to be an interesting ad, because we all sort of think Sean McVay is going to dig his way out of this offensive rut at some point, and maybe Tyler Higbee is the guy who unlocks it. You know, having a guy who can block as well as Higbee can, and Higbee was a very, very good pass catcher in college, so I think that this skill set is legitimate. Like, I definitely think that, you know, they can count on him for 5-8 targets a week, and he'll be able to produce with those targets. So Higbee for the Los Angeles Rams, he is our number one ad from the 4 o'clock games.
All right, let me ask you, what do you think about McVay's strategy and his schemes? Are you a McVay truther, or do you think that he was an anomaly?
So the stuff that they were doing last year was very good. They were doing a lot of pre-snap motion, and that is really every play should have that, because you're going to force a defender to move. You're going to force all the defenders to change where they're looking, and you're going to change the defender's gap assignments, because the defender's gap assignments is going to be based on how many offensive players they are going up against. So that's why pre-snap motion exists. And another thing that they did that I thought that was really great was they ran a lot of tight and bunch formations, and they're doing a lot less of that this year. Part of the reason why they're doing that is because you can't, it's very hard to run out of tight or bunch formations when your running back doesn't have any explosion to get around the edge. And that's what we've seen happen with Todd Gurley. It's been one of the biggest differences in their offense from last year to this year, is a lot of their runs last year were designed to the outside, and it was designed for Todd Gurley to get to the edge actually before his blockers and before the defenders were getting there. What's happening this year is when they call those plays, and they've actually just stopped calling them. If you watch a Rams game, you're going to see they don't call toss plays anymore. They don't call sweep plays anymore, because Todd Gurley just can't get around the edge the same way that that he used to. And so McVay's having to deal with this all at once. He's having to deal with the fact that defenses play his offense differently. They bring a safety into the box, and they kind of dare Jared Goff to throw over them. And they started playing zone against his offense instead of man. And that was a big explanation for why Cooper Kupp was playing so well earlier in the year. Cooper Kupp is a really good and cerebral player, so he's able to find the soft spot in the zones a lot. Of course, the issue is the quarterback has to deliver the ball there, and Jared Goff is not the most cerebral quarterback in the NFL. So it's been a very tough, evolution for this Rams offense to deal with the differing ways that defenses are treating their offensive scheme. And it's partly a talent issue, because they do not have a ton of speed on their offense. Robert Woods, not very fast. Cooper Kupp, not very fast. Everett Higbee, not very fast. Gurley has lost a ton of his lateral explosion. Really the only fast player on this offense now is Brandon Cooks, and he's been in and out of the lineup all year.
Yeah, so next week the Rams have Seattle. Do you see any value on the Rams side? And then flip it and talk to me about who you would take on Seattle side.
No, I do not see very much value on the Rams side. I think the Seahawks are a better team in terms of overall talent. I think they have way more offensive talent. You know, Lockett is basically what peak Brandon Cooks was. DK Metcalf is, you know, this very unique offensive weapon. Josh Gordon is about as good of a third wide receiver as you're going to find in the NFL. And Russell Wilson is playing the best football of anyone in the NFL right now, other than Lamar Jackson. And having that much of an advantage at quarterback, I think, is just huge.
So making it up, out of 10 lineups, how many would you have a Seahawks stack looking at next week's matchup against the Rams, if any?
Probably at least one. You really, if you're playing any meaningful amount of NFL DFS, you are definitely going to want to have Russell Wilson, Tyler Lockett stacks pretty much every week at dailyroto.com. We have the ability to look at our projections on a 10th percentile, a 25th percentile, 50th, 75th, and 90th. And almost every week, Tyler Lockett is one of the first three highest projected scorers in the 90th percentile. So, you know, that's over the running backs, over, you know, all the other guys at the flex position, because he's so efficient and he gets so many deep targets. And when he connects on those, broken plays with Russell Wilson, he is a fantasy force.
Absolutely. And you, my friend, are a fantasy force as well. When we come back, we'll get some more insight from Davis. I'm going to talk to Davis about the strategy. Some people like to play a defense and a running back from that defense. A lot of other people like to stack different ways. So we're going to talk about building some lineups based on everything that's going to happen next week. We're going to mix in everything that happened this week. And then Davis is going to add a little special sauce, if you know what I mean. It's the Pro Football Rewind. Make sure you come on back and have a taste, because it's going to be good.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go want to be the next daily fantasy millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with the DailyRoto.com optimizer and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much, much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with the promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/DUNK to learn more. That's DailyRoto.com/DUNK. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made. Got to admit, I really like that promo code, DUNK. I think we need to get a promo code Davis going somewhere. All right, Davis Matic, you're back on the hot seat, my friend. I'm looking at things for next week. First game that jumps out at me is Minnesota versus Detroit. Now, my inclination is to want to play a Minnesota stack here, but also I might want to mix Minnesota's defense and Dalvin Cook. What's your thought on that strategy, mixing the defense and the running back?
So there definitely is a pretty good correlation. It works a little bit better on FanDuel than it does on DraftKings because of the half-point PPR. Running backs can actually be better on DraftKings with the full-point PPR when their team is trailing. You know, that's, of course, not going to be true for someone like Derrick Henry or Sony Michel. Definitely going to be somewhat true for guys like Christian McCaffrey, Le'Veon Bell in his better years, definitely not this year with the New York Jets. I do like it overall, and it's definitely something to do in showdown. That's definitely in these one-game slates. I love to do the defensive rule in the Daily Roto Optimizer, where in every lineup that a defense is used, you use that same team's starting running back. I really like that correlation.
Yeah, and also, whether or not Thielen plays remains to be seen. We do know that he won't be playing in the Monday night game as of this episode. But I would wonder what kind of stacks would I go with there with Minnesota. I mean, obviously, I'm going to try to grab Diggs in there and maybe out of BC. But what do you think of some options there?
Well, the number one stack with the Minnesota Vikings, especially when Thielen doesn't play, is, of course, the Kirk Cousins and Steph Diggs stack. Their offense gets a super narrow passing tree when Adam Thielen doesn't play. It's basically Steph Diggs, Kyle Rudolph, and then a little bit of Olabisi Johnson, a little bit of Irv Smith Jr., and then, of course, we have Dalvin Cook thrown in there as well. Against the Detroit Lions, though, I would expect with David Blau starting that game, for the Minnesota Vikings to be, you know, favored by 6.5 or 7 points. I know that Vegas doesn't like to go super big with the Minnesota Vikings because they run the ball a lot as opposed to passing the ball a lot when they are in those spots against weakly teams. We saw that with them on a Monday night game against the Washington professional football team. So the number one stack there, though, it definitely has to be Kirk Cousins and Steph Diggs.
All right, you mentioned the Washington professional football team. They will host the Green Bay Packers, and it's something that I jotted down here. Is there money to be made in DFS on this game?
So I really do not like going against Washington because Well, I talk about this on the show a lot, and that's the wide range of outcomes, and Dwayne Haskins definitely has that. So in this game today, he did not kill Washington, and that's 2 weeks in a row where he hasn't. But Haskins has been pretty bad in the limited sample that we've seen him. And when you start seeing these teams that are 14-point favorites, which is what Green Bay is right now, those are just hard games to manage. You know, are Green Bay going to get up and they're just going to run the ball and run the ball and run the ball? Are they going to let Aaron Rodgers pad his numbers a little bit? Are they going to let him keep throwing if they're up 3 touchdowns? Probably not. Probably they get pretty conservative. You know, maybe we'll see some Tim Boyle snaps like we did in the massive loss to the San Francisco 49ers. So I would say this is actually likely outside of like Aaron Jones and well, definitely Davante Adams in some stacks as well. I'm probably not going to be as interested in using pieces of this game in DFS.
So for those that would be, though, because you mentioned it earlier, so it's a theme throughout, take away Adams here. Where do you get a stack with Rodgers? Because the receiving core is just so up in the air and also so volatile.
You could use Allen Lazard. Lazard is not a guy that I'm trying to be very invested in for right. Seasonal fantasy purposes. Not a guy that I would be running to in DFS. But one of the strategies that we know is very effective for DFS is double stacking with your quarterback. So, you know, that's adding in Aaron Rodgers with Davante Adams and then throwing in one of the other wide receivers as well. For whatever reason, the team has just really gone away from Marquez Valdez-Scantling. You know, I don't know if it's injury-related. I don't know if Aaron Rodgers doesn't trust him. I think MVS has been great when he's played this year, so I don't really know what happened to him, but I do know that it is a real thing. So Lazard would kind of be that secondary guy there.
Okay, there you go. And I mean, I do that in quite a bit of my lineups as well, and it works out, I'd say, 66% of the time. Using multiple receivers with a quarterback. Talk to me about this Tennessee versus Oakland game next week. Again, I said that I'm going to ride Tennessee, and I think that this is one more week where I can get some productivity out of them. What says you?
Oh, you definitely picked, you're definitely picking a good team to glom onto because this is another great matchup for them. The Raiders, home or away, it hasn't really mattered. They've kind of been flat regardless of whoever they're playing, regardless of wherever they're playing. So I certainly don't think that you're going to have, I don't think that you're going to have any trouble running the Titans here. You're definitely, this is going to be a spot where I will be playing Derrick Henry, and I do not play Derrick Henry very often.
Wow, really? I mean, a lot of people have been all over him, and he has been productive in the past few weeks, so that's a ringing endorsement. Would you play Tennessee's D then and match it up with Henry next week in a lineup or two?
Definitely, I would use Tennessee's defense. I think that Derek Carr has proven that, you know, that conservative brand of football, whenever he tries to not play it, when he tries to test opposing defenses down the field, things just go very hard the wrong way. And the Titans have a good pass rush as well. And Henry is very good in, he's very game script dependent. So definitely a situation where you can correlate those two.
All right, this next game here, I don't really see much, but you might. The Dallas Cowboys visit Soldier Field. They take on the Chicago Bears. What would be your DFS take here?
Well, the Bears are a very tough situation because they were good last week, right? Anthony Miller had a good game. Allen Robinson had a good game. David Montgomery was able to score a touchdown. Really, the only guy who disappointed was Tarik Cohen. I would say, you know, expecting 20 DK points between Allen Robinson and Anthony Miller, both of them, that's pretty optimistic. I think that that's probably going to be a one-time only situation. And this is really a must-win game for the Cowboys. If they lose this game, they're going to have to beat Philadelphia in order to make the playoffs. I don't know if they want that situation. And, you know, the Bears, they have a good defense, regardless of however their offense plays. And I just don't like playing David Montgomery. I think that he is, I don't think that David Montgomery is a particularly good player. And I don't think that Mitchell Trubisky is a particularly good quarterback. So this to me is going to be a pretty frustrating type game.
Well, let me ask you, and with your head, not your heart, does Dallas win this game next week?
Yeah, Dallas wins this game. They have back-to-back very tough games against Buffalo and against Detroit. And New England, but both of those teams were able to limit them on offense. And while the Bears have good defensive personnel, a lot of it is going to be on the defensive line. The Cowboys, of course, have a fantastic offensive line. The Bears are a little bit weaker in the secondary. I also think that Amari Cooper has kind of been banged up the last couple weeks. And, you know, if he's healthy and they're now going to have 10 days for him to have rested, I expect him to be able to practice in full, something that he's not been able to do the last 2 weeks. And that's going to make a big difference for the Cowboys offense.
All right, something to keep our eye on for those that are looking to put some money down on the Cowboys for DFS next week. All right, here's a couple of other games that jumped out at me. I want to get your opinion on them. Pittsburgh at Arizona. If I wanted to play Pittsburgh's defense next week, which running back should I pair him with?
I don't know if you want to. Well, yeah, you'll want to play the Pittsburgh defense. The running back you're going to want to match him with, though, is going to be Benny Snell. If James Conner isn't active, Snell again ran hard today. He was the leading rusher for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Saw the most touches of anyone in their backfield. Jalen Samuels has really been reduced to a part time role in the offense for them. So, you know, that's a little bit unfortunate for him because we saw some pretty explosive things from Jalen Samuels earlier in the year. But I'm excited for this game. I think that this is going to be a competitive game between these two teams because both of them are not very good right now.
Now, would you do a Hodges-Washington stack in any of your lineups?
Oh, I definitely think that you need to be playing James Washington. I don't know if Duck Hodges is going to make my player pool. I try and build everything out by quarterback because in all of my lineups, I use stacking. So, you know, I don't have any lineup where I'm just picking a random quarterback, picking a random running back. I try and make every lineup go with some kind of correlation. And I don't know if Hodges is going to project for enough points to make my lineups. Probably not, I would guess.
Okay, so now these next few games are games that, well, this next one I'm not going to touch. I'm going to sit back and watch. It's Kansas City, New England game. I mean, which way is this going to go? As far as DFS goes, is this a stay away for you, or do you have an idea of something to do?
Well, the Kansas City Chiefs, we might be in a situation where we have very cheap running backs to choose from them because Darrell Williams left this game injured. Damian Williams has a rib injury. We do not know when he is going to be back. So he could, you know, if Damian Williams and Darrell Williams are both out next week, you know, it might be a situation where Darwin Thompson, he could be very cheap. Salaries are not out yet. But, you know, he might end up being you know, $3,800 on DraftKings, he would be one of the stone cold locks of the week. I think even if LeSean McCoy is active, because the team has split things up so much. And also, as you and I are talking right now, New England is looking, they're looking pretty invincible against the Houston Texans and they're not so great defense. And, you know, what we know about the Patriots this year is it's all based on the defense. They've been a just okay offensive team. They are 18th in the NFL in yards per play. So if the Chiefs get up 14-0 on them, I feel concerned about what the Patriots would be able to do.
All right, I'm making my notes here. I'm building some lineups. When we come back, I have a couple more games I want to talk to Davis about, and then we're going to look at some postseason aspirations and how that can help you targeting players moving forward. It's the Pro Football Rewind. Matt Stryker, Davis Maddock. We'll be back after this.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Welcome back into Sports Grid's Pro Football Rewind. If you want the edge, you get on the grid. This is the Pro Football Rewind. Hello, everybody. My name is Matt Stryker, and joining me, as always, is Davis Maddock. And, Davis, we've been breaking down some games for next week, trying to get a head start on some DFS lineups. The next game that I want to ask you about is Tampa Bay at Indianapolis. Can we remove what happened statistically this week with Tampa Bay? They put up the points, but like we say, they're empty calories. No one really benefited. Next week, is Tampa Bay a play against Indianapolis, in your opinion?
Yeah, they are one of the most pass-heavy teams in situation-neutral scripts of any team in the NFL. They're one of the pass-heaviest teams in the red zone of any team in the NFL. Jameis Winston has the highest average intended air yards of any quarterback in the NFL. So all of what I'm telling you is just forget this one-game blip against the Jaguars, who they just didn't come to play. You know, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers had 25 points at half. They just didn't have to do anything. They coasted. They took it easy in the second half. They kept Jameis from doing anything too disastrous to let the other team back into the game. And they kind of just let it happen. So, yeah, we're going to forget about it. And we are going to be getting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers against a Colts defense that just gave up 30 points to the Tennessee Titans. And we're going to be very excited to be playing those guys.
All right. Now, I've often said on this show that I try to only build about 10 lineups. And so far, that's been serving me well. My winning percentage is very good. And it's a credit to you, my friend, for all of your picks and advice. I want to know that in one of my final lineups, if I wanted to do Christian McCaffrey versus Atlanta here, what else would I be able to play here? Or is that just the one guy, him against Atlanta, and just move on? Your thoughts about Carolina and Atlanta next week?
No, you can definitely play DJ Moore. I mean, DJ Moore is on pace to finish top 10 in the NFL in terms of PPR fantasy points. He has been so consistent, scored again this week, actually almost scored again to tie the game up against Washington, but was down on the 1 yard line. DJ Moore, I think he's not really getting enough credit right now for how fantastic he's been. Would not surprise me if he's like a second round draft pick in fantasy leagues next year.
Yeah, there used to be a player for the Seattle Supersonics named Dale Ellis. They called him the Silent Assassin. I think that tag could apply to Moore as well because he's quietly been doing it, and those that own him know that he has certainly been beneficial. All right, Davis, I want to shift our vision now to what's looming ahead. A lot of people are going into their playoffs. I want to look at the NFL playoff picture. We did it last week. Not much has changed, but you did mention these here Dallas Cowboys in a must-win situation next week against the Chicago Bears. Right now, Dallas sits in the wild card. They would play Seattle, should play end today. But the next team closest to them are the Rams. Now, after what we saw today, position by position, in your honest opinion, who's the better football team? Let's start with quarterback. Obviously, you would think that it goes to Dallas, no?
Yeah, I mean, Dak is, he's just been better than Jared Goff this year. Even the things that Dak is bad at, which is interceptions. He definitely throws, Dak throws too many interceptions for, you know, an elite quarterback. Now, should the Cowboys pay him? Of course they should. That's a separate conversation. But yeah, you would definitely say that Dak Prescott, really by any measure, he's just been better than Jared Goff this year. And, you know, the fact that he's able to add some rushing to this offense, you know, he's not Lamar Jackson, but he's not Tom Brady either. He's able to get out of the pocket, scramble, and also he's a pretty decent goal line runner as well. So yeah, I definitely think that you would say that he is better than, that he's better than Jared Goff.
All right, and then in the running back position, I think in the same breath, we can immediately say that, Zeke is better than Gurley, correct?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, Tony Pollard, pretty decent contributor as well. I think the Rams wanted Daryl Henderson to play similarly to how the Cowboys have used Tony Pollard this year. And, you know, for whatever reason, he just has not been able to figure out the Rams offense. They haven't been able to get him on the field.
So now it comes down to the receiver cores for both teams. If I'm looking ahead for my season long and I want to try to see who's out there on the waiver wire, chances are a lot of these receivers won't be, but who has a better receiving core? Is it Dallas or is it LA?
I would say it's Dallas on aggregate because Cooper is better than Cooper Kupp,
yes.
But Robert Woods and Brandon Cooks are probably better than Gallup, but Randall Cobb is better than Josh Reynolds, Gerald Everett, Tyler Higbee, you know, those secondary contributors. So I'd say if you added up all three of the starting wide receivers for both teams, the aggregate would say the Cowboys unit is slightly better, even though Woods and Cooks are the second and third best of the group.
So now if Dallas cannot get the job done next week and the Rams win, the Rams will step into that position. What would that do to you as personally as a fan, but professionally as a handicapper when you start to look at the Cowboys for rest of season fantasy viability?
Well, thankfully, the Philadelphia Eagles are not going to be able to win the division because they, well, what it's going to do is it's going to make the Week 16 game where the Eagles play the Cowboys at home probably the biggest game of the season in terms of single game playoff implications. So if we assume that the Eagles are able to beat the Giants, we assume that they're able to beat Washington or that they're able to beat the Giants in Week 16, and then you assume that the Cowboys are able to win at least two of the Bears, Rams, Washington game in week 17. Really, that basically means that the week 16 Cowboys Eagles game, that's like that's just a playoff game, right? Like the winner of that team or the winner of that game is going to make the playoffs. And the way that that makes me think is, how is that going to impact the play calling? You know, are the Cowboys going to want to try and get up to leads in these games? Or are they just going to play very conservatively against the Bears and against the Rams so that, you know, they're trying to save everything for that, that crucial week 16 game against Philadelphia?
All right. We will watch it closely. We understand how important all of these games are, not only to Davis, but to you at home as well, as you're trying to win all the way through to the end, whether it be season-long, DFS, or, of course, sports investments. Want to look at the AFC side of the first round if the season ended today. And it looks to me like the only team that might be in jeopardy of going out that is already in are the Steelers. Now, can the Titans take their place here? And if so, how do they do it? Behind which players?
Definitely. So we think that the Steelers will probably beat Arizona, but a home game to the Bills, that's not a lock. Steelers at the Jets, you'd look at that and you'd say, oh, well, that's a lock. They're going to beat the Jets. But
no.
I don't know, man. Are they? Are they going to beat the Jets? Because the Jets have been two different teams. They've been against the Patriots. They had like the worst offensive performance of the decade. They're a team that lost outright to the winless Bengals. But they were also a team coming into that game that scored 34 straight points. So, not 34 straight points. 34 points in three straight games. And I feel like we keep saying this, but Sam Darnold is another one of these quarterbacks that has a really wide range of outcomes. I could definitely see the Jets being able to beat a Steelers team that's not great on offense at home. And then for the wild card seeding, it might come down to that week 17 game on the road at the Ravens. However, you'd say, oh, well, there's no way they win that game. But what if there's nothing to play for?
Exactly.
What if the AFC playoffs are already wrapped up and the Ravens already have the one or the two seed. The Patriots have already shut things down. The Chiefs are locked into the three seed. So nothing can change for those teams. What if we see Robert Griffin in that game? What if we see, Justice Hill in the backups in week 17? Then, you know, that could be a scenario where, some of these teams like the Bills or like the Titans, maybe they think they can get a playoff spot, and the Steelers, they might just get a gift.
Well, talk to me about these here Titans and the Steelers. Go position by position now, depending on who's playing quarterback for Pittsburgh. Which team has the better quarterback, Tennessee or Pittsburgh?
Oh, it doesn't matter who's playing. Right. Definitely Duck Hodges is worse than Ryan Tannehill, mm-hmm. probably worse than Marcus Mariota as well. Mason Rudolph, definitely the worst of the bunch, not as good as Ryan Tannehill. These Titans definitely have the advantage at running back. If the Steelers wide receivers are healthy, so that means Dante Johnson is healthy, that means that Juju Smith-Schuster is healthy, they definitely have the advantage at wide receiver right now. Now, 3 years from now, A.J. Brown might be one of the best five wide receivers in the NFL. I think he's a tremendous player with a ton of room to grow. And the Steelers, they do have a better offensive line than the Titans as well, but they're at a huge disadvantage at quarterback.
Now, at the start of the season, if I had told you that we'd be sitting here at week 13 saying that Tennessee has a better quarterback and a better running back currently than Pittsburgh, you'd tell me I'm crazy, because it would have been Mariota and Roethlisberger, and it would have been still Connor, and it would have been against Henry. So now it really seems like that can be a very real situation going on. Anything else that jumps out at you as far as the wild card hunt? I mean, we're just looking at teams that are still in it, and we've been talking about them, but at this point now, teams like the Raiders and the Colts and the Browns and the Chargers and the Jaguars, there's not a lot there. You'll get more out of looking at maybe the Broncos and the Dolphins, the two three win teams in the hunt there, so to speak.
I mean, what the crazy thing about it is that the Browns, despite having this horrible season, they have had so many chances. So the Raiders, they suck. The Bills are 9-3, but they're one of the worst 9-3 teams. Right. Like if they lost every game for the rest of the way and went 9-7, that would not be particularly surprising. If the Titans ran into a bad vein of form, if the Colts fell off of that cliff, no one would be surprised. Like the whole AFC has opened for the Browns to finally make the playoffs, and they're not going to. They are just one of the worst coach teams you're ever going to see. Hmm.
So, Davis, now as the season starts to wind down, you as a fantasy player, where do you begin to pivot your attention? Are you an NBA guy? Are you an NHL guy? What do you say to the players out there that are looking at the calendar and going, ooh, a few more weeks and then no more fantasy football, what do I do? What does Davis Maddock do?
Oh, I would definitely tell you to head on over to dailyroto.com, use the promo code DUNK, and start getting into NBA. NFL fantasy football, super frustrating. Very wide range of outcomes. Very high variance. Basketball, not so much. Now, of course, nothing is picture perfect. Nothing is going to be 100% predictable. But I feel extremely confident in saying that the Daily Roto NBA projections, they are, of all sports that exist, every DFS sport, every projection source, nothing is better at what it's supposed to do than the Daily Roto NBA projections. And being able to use those in DFS contests has made me much more of a basketball fan.
So let me ask you, would you say that NBA DFS is quote unquote easier than the rest of the DFSs out there?
I don't think that it's easier. I think that the choices you make a lot of the times are a lot easier, and the reasons you're making them are a lot more clear. So when you're playing NFL DFS, a lot of it is kind of based on ownership and thinking about what the field might do, some theory stuff in terms of stacking and correlation. And a lot of the times you're going to be wrong, because stuff in the NFL is just very highly variant. Like today, Sterling Shepard versus Alshon Jeffrey was a conversation for a lot of people. And after the first quarter, everyone was so mad, and they were saying, oh, well, Sterling Shepard, he outscored Alshon. It's just, my day's over. I'm not going to make any money. And then the second half happens, and Alshon just piles it on in the fourth quarter. So that does not happen as much in NBA. Things are much more linear. So I wouldn't say easier, but they are more logical.
All right. So far, Davis has talked to us about the tight end position for the New York Giants. He's also talked about some receiving options in Miami with Devontae Parker, Patrick Laird in the backfield, also an opportunity. Also at tight end, Miami has offered us Gesicki. Tight ends also we talked about today, Higbee as well. In Cincinnati with Andy Dalton returning, it seems that Tate as a wide receiver is now a part of the conversation. Are you on the Darius Geis train? Could that be something for you moving forward? Is Tyrod Taylor a name that you should start to keep a corner of your eye on? These are all the things we talked about, all of this and more. This is the Pro Football Rewind, and we're getting very excited because we're coming to the end. And at the end, we'll stand the champions with their hands raised high. We come back, we're going to get some final thoughts from Davis Maddock. I'll throw in a penny or two, and I don't know what that'll get you. But make sure you come on back, because the Pro Football Rewind is your place for everything you need to dominate. This is where the winners meet. Why don't you head on back and meet us after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family, like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
As the holy triumvirate from the great white north, Getty, Alex, and Neil bring us back in a little rush. As we end things here on the Pro Football Rewind, my name is Matt Stryker. Can't do it without my buddy Davis Maddock. Davis, before we go, any parting shots?
Just another great day of football. Very happy to have had my Cowboys disappointment done early in the week, so I had my Sunday was free. You know, they couldn't hurt me today, and that was beautiful.
No, do not hurt Davis Maddock. Protect this man. He is a national treasure. And actually, your night's not done, is it? Where do you go from here?
We hop off of this. We start working on the waiver wire content for Roto Expert subscribers. And then, of course, we record our lineup review podcast on the Sports Grid Fantasy Football podcast feed, where me, Sammy Reed, and Nate Noling run through our DraftKings lineups from Sunday and talk about some of the decisions we made and how things went for us.
And this really is your life. Like, a lot of people just do it for fandom, but this really is your job. It really is your life, and it really is your passion, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I love fantasy football. I love real football. I love sports investments. It's a blessing to get to do what I do.
Absolutely, my friend. And how does it make you feel when you hear that people are winning because of your advice? How does it make you feel when your subscribers reach back out and they say, "Hey, man, your advice was right. I did it."
Oh, there's nothing better. You know, over the last couple weeks, we've been fielding questions about, you know, playoffs, and guys are saying, oh, I got a first round bye. I'm going to make the playoffs in this league. You know, guys who have DJ Moore, you know, just a lot of the guys that we really liked in the preseason. You know, of course, we loved Lamar Jackson. Of course, we loved Josh Jacobs. A lot of these guys who were on playoff rosters, and that's just been awesome. That's been the best.
And real quickly, while I have you, what's your advice to the people that have that bye week going in? What should they be doing?
Use your bench for guys that you don't need this week. You know, don't hold a defense, don't hold a kicker, and just grab as many backup running backs as you can, because you never know who's going to get hurt next.
There it is. It's all about grabbing what you can. And Davis has given us a litany of names here, as he does each and every week on the Pro Football Rewind. And God willing, we all live and be well. We're going to be back here again next week, breaking down another week of the National Football League. Hopefully you are on the road to being a champion. Whatever road you take, make sure you be safe. Once again, you want the edge, you get on the grid. It's the Pro Football Rewind for Davis Maddock. I'm Matt Stryker. Good luck, be safe, have fun, and we'll see you out there.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.